From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Support is growing in the Senate for ratification of a new arms control treaty with Russia. NPR's Ari Shapiro says the White House now believes it has the two-thirds majority backing it needs to win approval of the pact this week.
The treaty needs 60 votes to overcome a filibuster, and it's clear the White House has enough Republican support to pass that threshold. But for ratification, the treaty needs 66 votes. President Obama has been calling senators, and White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says those phone calls have paid off.
White House believes that before Congress leaves town, that the Senate will ratify the new START treaty.
Gibbs said he won't name senators who were persuaded by White House lobbying until after the voting is done. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, the White House.
China is urging North Korea to follow through on its offer to allow UN nuclear inspectors into that country to verify that it's not processing highly enriched uranium. New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson is in China today after an unofficial visit to North Korea. He says he detected a possible change in attitude among North Korean diplomats.
I noticed a pragmatic attitude on their part, a more realistic attitude, a view perhaps that they'd moved a little too far down the precipice, and that it was time to come back and pull back and start negotiations again.
But while Richardson says North Korea appears to be moving in the right direction, the State Department says North Korean leaders have to back up their promises with actions. Thailand's government says it will lift, as of tomorrow, the state of emergency that was imposed 8 months ago in Bangkok and surrounding areas. At that time, anti-government protesters were clashing with troops in the city. The government is retaining the authority to detain suspects and impose curfews and other restrictions on movement. More heavy rain is expected to drench areas in California today. Flood warnings posted across most of the southern and central part of that state. Well, that may sound like a river, but it's actually water rushing down a street in Southern California. Resident DeLoss Tucker says what he's seeing reminds him of flooding there earlier this year.
22 cars washed down the hill. Boulders were across the street. Okay, mud was on my driveway.
Tucker says he hopes it won't be quite as bad this time. The Rocky Mountain states are being blitzed with more heavy snow today. Stacy Stegman with the Colorado Department of Transportation says highways there are extremely hazardous today.
Right now you're seeing several inches of snowpack, but the heavy winds are making it really seem much worse. In some areas now it's just been piling up. You've got several feet in some areas alongside the road because of some drifting snow.
Stegman says strong gusty winds have blown over some tractor trailers on interstates in Colorado. Snow is causing more travel headaches in Europe again today. The airport in Frankfurt, Germany has suspended flights. Hundreds of flights there canceled. London's Heathrow is still operating on a reduced schedule. This is NPR News. The Federal Communications Commission appears poised to approve new rules that are intended to ensure largely unrestricted access to the Internet, Internet content through Internet service providers. The rules would prohibit phone and broadband Internet providers from playing favorites with Internet traffic, aside from managing congestion on their networks. NPR's Paul Brown joins us now. And Paul, why is this important?
Well, Craig, use of the Internet has grown exponentially, and for the most part, access to content at full download speeds for broadband customers has been unrestricted. But not long ago, the FCC sanctioned Comcast Corporation for slowing down some traffic, such as movie downloads on its network. Comcast said these big files were creating traffic jams in its system, but a court ruled that the FCC had overstepped its authority with the sanctions. Now FCC Chairman Julius Genachowski's come up with a new proposal he hopes will pass legal tests, satisfy Internet providers, and preserve the open access that is called network neutrality.
So does it look like this proposal will pass?
Well, at the moment, yes. The two Republicans don't want any new regulation. They say something that's not broken shouldn't be fixed. They won't vote for it. The two Democrats, aside from the chairman, say they will vote for the rules, but they don't think they go nearly far enough, and they're worried that wireless providers will be treated more leniently than companies with wired networks.
And so what are their positions?
Well, clear advantages, according to Consumers Union spokesperson Parul Desai. She tells me advantages for users will be some assurance that access will be restricted and that there will be clearly restated pricing.
Consumers will now have the ability to know clearly what the price is of their service and how they should expect their service to perform.
So it's a compromise proposal. We'll see how it works.
Thanks, Paul. NPR's Paul Brown in Washington. And I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.
Support for